I'm Andrea Seabrook in the Capitol. Congressional reaction to the president's speech was immediate and strong. When the president spoke of his tax cuts, the Iraq war, and education policy, Republicans jumped to their feet in a series of standing ovations, while most Democrats stayed put. When Mr. Bush proposed new college scholarships or said some of his tax cuts were on the verge of expiring, Democrats led rounds of spontaneous applause where it clearly wasn't written into the speech. This partisan back and forth continued after the address with live Democratic responses to the president. Senate Minority Leader Tom Daschle of South Dakota branded Mr. Bush's ideas for health care as too little, too late.
3 years into his administration, the president acknowledged that the rapidly rising cost of health care and the increasing number of Americans with no health coverage are problems. But the tax cuts he proposed are not a solution.
And New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson gave the first ever Democratic response on Spanish language TV.
El Partido Demócrata siempre ha estado con nosotros.
The Democratic Party has always been with us, and you shouldn't forget who are our real allies, Richardson told Hispanic viewers. And in the Capitol's spacious statuary hall, the after-speech bustle of congressional commentating reflected the body's partisan divide. Ohio Congresswoman Deborah Price, a member of the Republican leadership, was very pleased.
I thought it was an extraordinary speech. I think the American people heard a plan of action from a man of action. There should be no doubt in any American's mind that this president is resolved to continue on with his agenda, both foreign and domestic.
And Republican Rob Portman of Ohio called it optimistic and hopeful.
I thought it was a nice contrast to what we're hearing from the Democrat candidates for president.
But one group of Republicans Mr. Bush has not delighted in recent months is fiscal conservatives. They are unhappy about large increases in federal spending and an explosion in budget deficits under this president's watch. Arizona Republican John McCain said last night he was deeply disappointed.
Our problem now is the deficit. We're mortgaging our children's futures, and there was hardly a word about fiscal sanity and the out-of-control spending that Republicans are doing.
While many Democrats, like New Jersey's Bob Menendez, lamented the effects of spending cuts on social programs, Menendez said it was obvious this address came at the start of an election year.
It's an election year speech when you talk about job training in the final year of your administration, but you cut job training programs for the last 3 years. It's an election year speech when you talk about the importance of education, but you shortchange the Leave No Child Behind legislation by over $8 billion in just the last fiscal year alone.
Election year or not, the president is required to hand over to Congress next month his proposed budget for 2005. In it, he will detail more specifically his spending priorities for domestic programs and foreign operations. It is then that the real debate over how best to spend federal money begins again in Congress. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, The Capitol.